Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Ms. Pat Dogbeer and Josh joins. We'll find out what that is right after this.
Hi, this is Bob and Tom Show producer Dean Metcalf. If you're like me, you can't get enough of the beautiful sound of the vuvuzela. Thousands of people are playing vuvuzelas, but no one plays it better than the Bob and Tom Show's one and only Chick McGee.
You know, when I first heard the vuvuzela, it just spoke to me as a musician. I've never had any formal lessons or training, but I'm kind of a natural prodigy on several instruments. Kazoo, slide whistle, nose flute, just some of the many axes that I'm proficient on. But the vuvuzela is where I really shine. I can't take any credit for it. It's a gift, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, and we'd like to share that gift with you, the Bob and Tom Show listeners. That's why Chick and Dean Records is proud to present Chick's first solo instrumental vuvuzela album, Chick McGee Blows.
What? I thought we were calling it Chick's Greatest Vuvuzela Hits.
Uh-huh. Sorry, dude. You weren't at the meeting. We changed it. We had a focus group and a survey and some consultants came in.
But
just shut up and play your little horn, monkey boy.
All right, fine. Gig's a gig.
Mm-hmm. On Chick McGee Blows, you'll hear Chick's interpretation of the classics, like Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And what Chick collection would be complete without him performing his own sports theme on the vuvuzela? Wow. Can you believe these were all recorded in just one take?
Yeah.
There are no overdubs, no sampling, no auto-tune, and no synthesizers used on these songs. Just one man and one vuvuzela. When you hear this CD, you'll understand why it's called Chick McGee Blows. Now, here's a little preview of his pièce de résistance, the technically difficult musical masterpiece, Flight of the Bumblebee.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm a little winded. I think I almost passed out right there. I'm seeing little blue stars flying around. Do you see them? I need to lie down for a minute. I think I might have just peed myself a little.
What would you pay for this collection of beautiful music? Well, it doesn't matter what you'd pay. We're charging $29.95, and that didn't even include shipping and handling.
Wow.
That seems a little pricey. It's only like five songs. Maybe we should...
Shut up and put your oxygen mask back on, douchebag.
All right.
So, order now, folks. Just send $29.95 plus, I don't know, $10 or $15 for shipping and handling to the address right there on your screen.
Screen? What?
Cash or money orders are preferred. If you do write a check, just be sure to make it out to Chick and Dean Record Offer, okay? Don't mention anything about Bob and Tom or Frigum All In.
All right.
Hey, I think I hear Tom coming down the hall. Uh-oh. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Hey, guys.
What are you working on?
Nothing.
Chick and Dean Record Offer is void in America, South Africa, and all other countries.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jess Hooker, the cooker. She joins us.
Hi.
We have a very exciting special...
treat.
Hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, yeah, that's
hors d'oeuvre,
yeah,
this
nice
break.
Order.
Some finger food.
There's Willie Griswold. Josh Arnold is in a hotel in Louisville, Kentucky, mm-hmm. at a witness protection program. I think we'll check in with him in a moment. Here's Tom. And Tom, we have a special good friend, old guest.
A veteran of this show. She is the lovely Ms. Pat. Hi, Pat. How are you? I haven't seen you for a while, except on the TV.
Good morning.
You're looking good. You've got your, you've kept your loyalties. You're wearing an Atlanta Falcons
Did you notice?
T-shirt.
I left, and then y'all got our quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so we switched spots. I was so happy.
Thank you for that. Sundays are fun.
Yeah.
And I see y'all got used to what we was used to in the first game.
Very funny. See, now, I have to say that Pat is doing stand-up comedy again, and you are, of course, the star of your own show.
Yeah, I never stop stand-up.
How's it going? How's the show going?
It's going great. We got the third season in the box and waiting for them to tell us to come back for the fourth season. First season got nominated for an Emmy, so we're doing pretty dang good.
Now, awesome. Has your life changed? Are you getting better wigs? What's the...
I'm getting better everything.
She's building a house.
I thought I'd start with the wigs because you're the famous on this show.
And you remember when she used to drive over all by herself and drag her ass out of the car? Now she's got two people with
now
her.
Now you know what? You can go... Buy me a car, Miss Pat.
Yeah. No, I ain't Tom Breach.
No. Buy him a wig, Miss Pat.
I can do that.
Buy me a wig, sugar.
I got you, sugar.
Does your husband have a nickname for you?
No.
He doesn't call you like...
Yeah, he said me shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah. There's been a problem.
I would think patty cakes.
Patty cakes.
I hate Patty. That's the old woman name. I was already born in the 70s. Just say Patty. He don't call me anything but tell me to be quiet all the time. He's retired now. So he retired from Allison Transmission, and we packed up and went back to Atlanta.
Well, of course he can retire now that you're making the TV money.
Right.
Yeah. I, you know, after I shot the first season, I never came back to Indiana.
Huh.
I never came home. I didn't pack up, and then I just said, hey, we ain't coming back. Let's go. I did the Beverly Hillbillies.
I remember that.
I did
the same thing in Springfield, Ohio. I abandoned a car at an apartment complex. Oh, yeah. Remember that? Yeah.
That's nice. That's
the
nice.
Hill apartment complex, now, Springfield, Ohio.
Now, are you
72
are you living in a house or are you building one?
I'm living in one. I'm renting, but I'm building one. Mm. I bought 7 acres in Atlanta, and I just
Atlanta proper, or are we?
No. I bought it outside.
Like a gated community?
Well, don't give him the address. He'll keep asking it to you.
He'll come
it's
over.
You know, my famous phrase, heaven is a gated community.
I didn't want a gated community. I didn't want all that. I live in a small neighborhood where it's only 11 people. I'm the only black again. But
that could be the title of your next book. I'm the only black again.
So if you turn down that street, you got to know somebody. But I just bought 7 acres, tore the house down. It was a 4,000 square foot house there. I tore it down and built a 15,000 square feet house.
Wow.
Is it done?
No. It's. I think the roof is going on this week.
Mm, well, you got another 2 years then. Trust me.
I'm in no hurry.
Good. Ms. Pat is our guest. And Pat, coming up, we're going to be doing a special treat, as was indicated earlier. The White Castle people have come out with something called White Castle Bites.
Castle Bites.
Sorry, Castle Bites. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I haven't seen them yet. I didn't know that.
Are they here?
They left them on the stoop. I went and got them. And it is just like, it feels just like, looks just like a pizza roll bag.
They're
it's
frozen.
Exactly the same. Yes.
Okay, are they designed to be microwaved or?
I think you have both options, and now there's the air fryer option, and I think that's what we're going
to
do.
And they're supposed to taste like little mini White Castles.
Yes.
Do you like White Castle, Tom?
Oh, sure, yeah.
You don't look like the White Castle type person. You're in a gated community. That's not White Castle type.
I send people out.
I love White Castle.
Williams, get me
three in the morning.
A White Castle.
Hey, Jess, is there any way, can we microwave one or two of them?
Sure.
Because my favorite thing about White Castle is that it's kind of soggy because it's steamed.
Yeah.
And I feel like the microwave kind of goes for that. Just my fat guy take on that.
For sure. That'd yeah, nice. Make this harder.
So you look like the type that'd be reheating White Castle.
Save a crave case in the fridge all week long.
Do you like the White Castles, Pan?
I do, but you know I'm from Georgia, so Crystal's our thing. But I like the White Castles. It's the same thing.
I love White Castles.
Yeah.
Oh, Crystal.
Crystal. That what you grew up on, right? Crystal Burgers?
Yeah. Did you know the Crystal Gale is named after those hamburgers?
That's not true.
Yes,
no.
It is.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Tom? Yeah, Crystal Gale, the famous singer, was named after that hamburger chain.
Tom, nobody believes you did.
Is that where she got the name for the song, Don't Let Make My Brown Eye?
My brown eye.
No, hey.
Her hair is so long it touches the floor.
And that's not the only long hair.
Or her pubes also. Oh,
same thing. Yeah.
Very
odd.
Yeah.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
So, Ms. Pat's our guest. Pat, how else has your life changed now that you got a TV show and everything? I remember when you first started working on this many, many years ago.
It took five years.
You had to take acting lessons because you were the one that said you're acting in the beginning a little bit rough.
It wasn't rough. I couldn't act. I had to learn to read out loud and stuff like that. But, you know, in my contract, when we signed it, the show was originated at Fox with Lee Daniels and... I do not want to call this man Opie. What is his real name?
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
Get in here, Opie. I
want to
talk to you, Opie. Let's talk about this contract.
So in the contract, I had an acting coach, and I still have one. I don't need it as much, but as long as the show is alive, I get to have an acting coach.
Okay, and it's based on your life to a degree.
Yeah, and we shoot in front of a live studio audience right there in Atlanta. First time it's ever been a multicam in Georgia.
So cool.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Do you enjoy that, being in front of a live audience like that?
I do, because it's like a party. Mm-hmm. So, the first season, we only had 35 people. When we taped the third season, we were actually turning people away. It's like a big party in between those scenes.
Oh, cool.
Do you have like a warm-up guy before your shows?
We do have a warm-up guy. We really do. That's awesome. It's really fun.
Yeah, the warm-up guy gets the crowd excited to see you and everything.
Yeah. If you watch season two, if anybody watched season two, it's Miss Sophia, mm-hmm. the courtroom mm-hmm. episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the gay guy. I don't know what to call him. The man with the wig. Yeah. That's the warm-up guy.
Oh.
Yeah, he come to work looking like that every day.
So he's the gay guy with the wig. Okay. Got that okay.
He is hilarious.
Now, we're trying to see if we can hook up with Josh Arnold. Do we have that hookup working? Okay, we'll try to get him back on the air at some point. In the meantime, we're going to head over to the news desk and tell Ms. Pat what's going on.
Well, a drunk driver in the UK who crashed into a bus stop told authorities her dog was driving.
All right.
Wales Online reports 47-year-old Melissa Johannesson was attempting to reverse out of the Ocean Cafe Bar's parking lot when a witness noticed her drunken state and called police. On her fifth attempt, the woman backed out of the lot and began driving down a sidewalk before colliding with a bus stop just a few feet away from a playground. She told responding officers her pet dog, Lily, had been behind the wheel.
Bad dog.
Mm-hmm. A judge did sentence the woman to a 15-day rehab program to monitor her progress with regard to her alcohol consumption.
And it's unfortunate, too, because the dog also had a beer. But in dog beers, that's like seven beers. Oh, so it's just super dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, did the dog get a ticket?
Yeah, the dog blew a 5.6, but that's different in dog things.
Right.
But, yeah. There is a dog beer there.
That was the laziest attempt at a joke. That's 5 points. That's different dog things,
That's
laugh
pretty
there
drunk.
At home. Laugh at home by yourself.
I got stepped on. The larger point is
good job, Willie.
We're trying to get to the story about the dog beer.
Dog breweries are cropping up around the country to create non-alcoholic beers for dogs. Megan Long, who created Good Boy Dog Beer, explained that the beverage is called beer because we use a lot of the same equipment a brewery does. We just skip the fermentation process.
Ah.
She and her husband are now planning to introduce a fourth beer on their canine menu, Crotch Sniffin' Ale, which is made with unsalted peanuts, almonds, oats, cinnamon, and water. The beer joins their other dog-friendly offerings, including IPA A Lot in the Yard, Session Squirrel, and Mailman Malt Liquor.
White people.
IP A Lot in the Yard. That's
white
great.
People.
IPA A Lot in the Yard. Good Boy Dog Beer beverages are sold for $5 a can.
What?
What?
That dog won't get no bill.
Is there a market for this?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ms. Pesce.
Rednecks.
White people.
And they got a bill. The dog got a bill. The kid got a bill. You dang right they got a market for this.
Remember, they sell truck nuts.
Oh, well.
They're going to sell dog beer.
Yeah.
I know for my dog would be O'Drools.
It's a lot of guys that look like me, but they're skinnier and they have Morrissey tattoos. And
they're
working coffee shops. They're buying dog beer.
Right. Okay.
Now, Pat, I hear you strumming in there. The other Pat Godwin. What do you got?
Reminds me of the story. I remember that sad day. I was kicked out of AA. I was Mickey Rourke in Barfly. You were my Faye Dunaway. All we had was a dog stumbling around in the drunken fog. We all drank together. The dog had his own beer, too. Me and you and a dog loved brew, drinking and living on the streets. Me and you and a dog loved brew, beer that tastes like doggy treats.
Oh.
A little Lobo for you.
You want to know if there's a market for that.
Yeah.
Fabulous Lobo, Tom.
Yeah.
Me and you and a dog named Boo.
Boo.
Yeah. Was
traveling, living off the land, of course.
Wasn't his name like Lobo LaJoy or something? Or,
was it really?
I think.
Yeah. I just remember
they were like
Lobo.
Homeless with a dog, I think.
No. We have, there we go,
there
Josh Arnold
is.
In a hotel room in Louisville. He's enjoying the Louder Than Life Festival, and he joins us. Can you see Ms. Pat's in here, Josh? I don't know if you can see her from where you are.
I sure can. Looking beautiful, Miss Pat.
You looking beautiful, too.
Well, thank you, dear.
What's your sexy looking self looking like him? I don't care. You look like him. Looking like Chick now. What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're all getting old, Pat. Yeah.
I see. Josh about to catch up with you.
Now, Josh, once again, big shows for you in Louisville at the Louder Than Life Festival. I know you're going to be enjoying a lot of bands. And your favorite, really, though, is tonight. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Always excited to see Slipknot.
Yeah. Slipknot.
Mm-hmm. They wear a lot of makeup, right?
They wear these crazy masks.
Oh, yeah. Kiss makeup, Slipknot.
Masks.
Well, yeah.
That way people can quit the band and nobody knows.
It's a great idea.
Sure. Yeah. It's a hell of an
better than Menudo. Yeah. You just get shifted out.
Think how many times you'd have fired me if you could have just replaced me and put a new mask on the guy. Or the same mask on the guy. Yeah.
He did. You're just getting old.
I know. I got a mask on.
Now, Pat was telling us about her new life with this TV show and everything. This is great.
Sure.
Are you doing any touring as a stand-up? I know you've got a special thing you're doing with D.L. Hughley and Ricky Smiley coming up tomorrow, but lots of other dates coming up for
you? Yeah, I left straight off the set and started touring. I won't stop until they call me back for the fourth season.
Oh, wow.
Well, what else is going on in your life? Your husband quit his job.
He retired. Mm-hmm. Ain't no black man quit on me.
Okay.
What does he do in retirement?
Oh, my God. He's getting on my nerves.
Is he?
He's just buying dumb stuff. Like, he bought an old school car. He bought a lawnmower, one of them $15,000 lawnmowers. I come home, he hitting wheelies on it. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, it's going really fast. I'm like, then I come home, he buy a $4,000 drone and can't get it out the air. So, you know, we both over 50. We don't really know technology. So I'm like, hit it with a rock to bring it down. He's getting on my nerves. I'm like, Walmart need greeters. Don't you want
to see ya.
Once again, our guest is Ms. Pat. Once again, touring as a stand-up. How much of the writing of the show do you sit down with the writer people and say, I got this idea, that idea?
Yeah, I'm in the writer's room. And so is my daughter. All my kids work on set. So my daughter, Gary, and she writes on the show also.
Got to believe in nepotism. Have you met my son, Will?
Yes, I have.
What a disgusting and your son, play. Sam?
Oh, we're busy. Well, that's great. Got a family thing going. Yeah, does your husband come to the tapings?
Not much. You know, because in my show, you have to show black love. So I do a lot of kissing of the daddy. So
he doesn't like that? Garrett doesn't like that?
Well, he liked the paycheck. But
he doesn't like you messing around with another man. Huh?
He's just at home buying a new drone.
So we're very intimate, me and the daddy. So it's acting, but he's like, I don't want to see that.
So. Aww.
How much tongue do you give him when you do
a lot.
Now, are you self-conscious about it? Do you brush your teeth and do like extra
Lavoris? Oh, yeah, we both do. But I've been kissing
him. Do you
him
like really
seasons.
Kiss him? Really yes. kiss him? It's not TV kissing?
No, it's not TV kissing.
Oh.
The co-creator, Jordan Cooper, 26-year-old kid,
yeah.
going to Broadway this year, he wanted it like really intimate. So it was hard for me because I hadn't kissed a man. I hadn't touched a man in 30-some years almost.
Well, your husband's really sad about that.
No, not that.
Oh, another
man. Way to go, Christy.
He's busy. He's got a lawnmower.
Another man.
Oh, all right. Oh.
So I had to really get used to, you know, like letting him touch. Because I hated him first season. First few episodes, get your hands off me. Then I just had to get used to it. Mm-hmm. And the audience really liked it. It was like finally, a family that looked like they real. Act like they're yeah. real.
Now, do you, when you do the rehearsals and the walkthroughs?
Oh, I don't do that.
You don't kiss them then?
I don't, because acting is so crazy. Like, you can connect. You can really feel like you love that person. So during rehearsal, I never connect to him. I don't connect to anybody. But during the shoot, then that's when everything comes out. Because I don't, it takes a lot of energy to connect.
So you got, like, and you got a live audience. Do you have to do reshoots?
Yeah, sometimes, but it's like a play. We try to have all the lines down and get through. I'm the only person drop my line. Thank God I'm the star. But I would have been fired. They have a running joke on set. Miss Peg gonna say, "Can I pick it up? Can I pick it up?"
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.